107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is celebration time. Joining us in studio with details on the Avon Trail is Tom Kimber with avontrail.ca. Tom, it's wonderful to meet you. Thanks so much
for
coming in.
Thank you, Jamie. It's wonderful to be here.
All right. Let's talk about, there's a website, avontrail.ca. Of course, we'll chat about that. But let's remind people the Avon Trail. What's the Avon Trail all about?
Avon Trail is a hiking group that's been in existence for 50 years. This is our 50th year celebration, 2025. It's a hiking trail that runs from St. Mary's in the west to Conestoga in the east. It connects the Thames Valley Trail to the Grand Valley Trail. And it is an amazing rural landscaped trail that exists because of the generosity of over 90 landowners that provide us with permission to walk on their lands. We don't own any property. That permission can be taken away because it's only a handshake agreement.
Okay.
So things happen over the years. We adapt and we come up with other landowners that provide us with access. So we are always on top of the trail with volunteers that make it possible for people to hike this 130-kilometer distance under safe conditions.
Yeah.
We monitor the trail 4 times a year.
Very good.
And by doing so, we ensure that it's a walkable section. If we have problems such as tree limbs that have come down due to a storm.
Yes, which has certainly happened.
We have a crew that in turn will be able to come out and respond to that report that the trail monitors send in and address that situation right away.
Okay.
So without our volunteers
and
without the landowners, we wouldn't be a safe, equitable place for anybody to hike.
And again, as you mentioned, as you've spotlighted so beautifully, we don't want to take trails like this for granted. We're so fortunate to have trails and certainly volunteers such as yourself at avontrail.ca to enjoy these beautiful trails in our area.
In Stratford, we have a side trail that runs from Road 112 in T.J. Dolan to Road 111, just north of 111 at the Avon River. It's a 9.8-kilometer section that people can walk very easily. That's what I call the urban section of our rural urban trail.
Love it. We're chatting with Tom Kimber with avontrail.ca. So there's an organization, there's volunteers, and then there's a website that kind of spotlights everything. Tell us about the website for folks that might not be familiar with it or haven't checked it out.
Going to the website will provide you with visibility over what events are available for you to participate in. Every Tuesday, we have a Rambles that takes place. Every Tuesday, we meet at the Almond Arena North parking lot for a 9 o'clock departure, carpooled, to a section on the trail. A leader who is trained, hike leaders, another volunteer, takes us out, and you, if you haven't been on the trail, get a sense of what the Avon Trail is like. It's a great place for your own health and friendship to meet others that are hiking enthusiasts and enjoy that section of the trail. So every Tuesday morning, you will find us meeting at the Almond Arena at 10 to 9 for a departure at 9 o'clock.
There you go. And for you, Tom, what's it like taking part in trails, or if you were recommending people to be a part of this, what is it? What is the joy of walking the trails for you?
My health has improved because of walking. And this trail, or the trails, because there are so many sections, are a fabulous place to see the landscape. If you are not all that familiar with rural hiking trails, this is a trail to be on. But I recommend going with a group such as our Tuesday Morning Ramblers so you know where it is you're going. On the website, you will find a way to download the entire trail free of charge So you can have the trail on your mobile phone, and you'll never be lost.
There you go. And stay with the group. There you go. Fantastic. So we have celebrations coming up in September, a very special get-together. Tom, what's happening?
To celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're gathering September the 13th at the Stratford Golf and Country Club for our gala dinner. It'll be an event you don't want to miss. We have a fabulous keynote speaker arranged, Adam Schultz. He's been described as Canada's Indiana Jones. He is an amazing, electrifying talker. He will keep you completely engaged, and he is an accomplished author of many books. He'll be talking about his exploits across Canada, and he's had many.
I love it. Canada's Indiana Jones. That's fantastic. And it's going to be a buffet evening sort of thing?
Yes, it is. Again, on the website, you'll find a link to where you can purchase the tickets for this event.
So this is open to the public?
It's open to members and non-members. Yeah. Please, all hiking enthusiasts.
or hikers or soon-to-be hikers.
Or adventurers.
So how can people pick up tickets for this gala? What's the best way?
It's all online.
Okay.
So you will go to the website and then go to the shop, and you'll see that clearly identified.
All right. And so that is September 13th at the Stratford Golf and Country Club, celebrating 50 years of the Avon Trail. That's fantastic. That's a lot to celebrate right there.
Oh, it is. We're encouraging anyone that's ever hiked the trail, and they probably have without being aware of it. Remember, when you're on the trail, there are blazes that identify where you are. But
right.
I would go with the downloaded app so you are confident that you're definitely on trail.
There you go. And we also have a challenge that's happening in October with Wildwood. Is that right?
This will be our 8th annual Wildwood Challenge hike. It's an amazing 22-kilometer walk around the entire lake. People at first might have been apprehensive about walking it, but over the years, we have had hundreds of people come and join us. There is a ticket and event. You are contributing to fundraising so that we can maintain the trails.
Yeah.
It's our way of ensuring that we can build up some resources to support our volunteers. We build bridges. We build stiles to climb over the fences that denote properties on farmlands. We cross streams, all in a sense required to keep hikers safe.
Yeah. Again, people may not be aware of these things that are going on behind the scenes or along the trails, if you will. So that's the Wildwood Challenge, and that's coming up in October.
October the 25th.
October 25th.
That's a Saturday, too.
All right. Sounds good. Again, it is avontrail.ca. Lots to celebrate. Lots of get-togethers happening, especially the Tuesday morning get-togethers. Tom Kimber with avontrail.ca will share the details on our social and mystraffordnow.com. Anything else, Tom, that we haven't spotlighted or talked about with Avon Trail? It sounds like, you know, again, a great community get-together with volunteers enjoying nature. And as we talk about, we don't want to take these trails for granted. For sure.
In addition to the actual Tuesday morning ramos I mentioned, we have other organized hikes that take place on weekends.
Okay.
For those people that work and can't get out during a daytime hike, stay on touch with that by going to the event calendar on the avontrail.ca website. You're welcome to join any of these hikes free of charge.
There you go. Be a part of it. Tom Kimber with Avon Trail, avontrail.ca. Tom, we wish you great celebrations for this year, especially coming up in September. That's great to hear.
Thank you much, Jamie.